Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This meeting is being recorded.
This isn't domestic travel. This is international travel, my man. This is like
international travel.
Yeah. When I booked the flight, it says travel time. They'll give you, like, even with all your layovers, it gives you the total travel time and
gate to gate travel time.
Yeah, on the website when it said total travel time, and then it was just a laugh crying emoji.
Who were you flying? Was this Spirit or?
Shout out to Delta Airlines for hooking up the Seahawks podcast, Take 12, because that's how we got over there.
Delta.
Nice. Delta flew everybody over there, and then shout out to the Seahawks and everybody for putting us up. And, dude, it's a long trip, so that's why I'm not back in town yet. We're recording this from the past to air into the future. So
that's some... Wait, I don't know if I follow that. Let me think about that.
We're recording this in the past. It airs in the future. You're listening to it in whatever present you guys are in right now.
So we're hitting all three times of life?
Timelines? All the timelines? I mean, there's infinite timelines, though, Chris. That's
past, present, and future all in one episode?
I can tell all of the listeners that hopefully, as you're listening to this episode, I am somewhere in the south of France, and I'll be back in a couple of days, if everything has gone correctly.
Somewhere in the south of France?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to Germany.
Well, you see, Munich, Germany is kind of in the middle of a lot of things over there, Chris. So once you're there, you can make your way to a lot of places.
Oh,
so if all goes
lame.
According to plan, I'm in the south of France right now. If something didn't go according to plan, well, this could be a very spooky episode. Because maybe you're listening to me from the great beyond. I don't know. Or maybe I just didn't make it to the south of France.
I think that all of that sounds really lame.
What?
Yeah.
What? What sounds lame?
All of that sounds lame.
The
you
south of
being
France?
In the south of France.
Going to Munich? Why does that sound lame?
You going to... Because I'm not going.
So then it's
and lame. I've never been to Munich, and I've never been to the south of France, and I've never been to Europe anywhere.
You've never been to Europe?
Come with us.
Never. Not once.
Well, wait. We're recording this in the past. You could buy plane tickets in your present and then come with us in the future.
Wait. Let me see if I can follow that again because of these timelines. So, like, I'm still in the present right now.
You're in your present.
But I'm thinking about the future.
Right. So buy plane tickets in your present and then
but
you
people
could
people are
be...
listening to this in the past.
No, they're listening to this in the future, which is their present.
Okay. But I would have to pay for these tickets.
Yeah, that's true. That's
okay.
True.
Can I get future money and bring it back to the present so that I can have a great past to look back on because I will have flown to Munich and then hung out on a beach? Is
you
it a bottomless
what?
Beach in the south of France?
I'm going to make intern Justin do the math on that and we'll get back to you. You know, you can make this whole conversation stop if you want.
I could if I just wanted to release the show.
Yeah. Young Fish. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We slapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show. What's cracking? What's cracking?
Release the show on the Believe Sports Network. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Brett. He's Chris.
Yes, thank you. I'm Chris. Welcome to Release the Show. I said it.
The Seahawks played in Munich, and I co-host a Seahawks podcast with Lofa Tatupu, Seahawks All-Pro, captain of the defense on the Super Bowl team. No big deal.
Shout out Lofa.
And so
King of Lofa Drops.
We traveled to Munich for the game, and we're currently in the midst of meandering our way back to the States. And so we pre-recorded this episode of The Kraken Show.
Yep.
In anticipation for that, shout out to our sponsors, EpicSeats.com. That's a Seattle company. It is owned by a guy named James.
James Epic.
And
is that not right? No.
No.
You go.
His name is James. And James went to the University of Washington. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Go Dawgs!
It is in Seattle. He's a local guy who created his company, still lives there in Seattle. Very nice guy, doing some big things in the world of tickets. If you need seats to anything, especially in Seattle, if you need concert tickets, if you need Seahawks tickets, if you need Mariners tickets next year, Sounders tickets, Kraken tickets, yes, sir.
Brett, does he do plane tickets to Munich?
I don't believe he does airfares. No.
He doesn't do airfare tickets. Okay.
No. But if there was a show or a sporting event happening on a plane, James would have tickets to that. Go to epicseats.com. Now, here's the thing. I know you're listening to Release the Show, and I also do a Seahawks podcast called Take 12, and you're listening to Release the Show. However, the promo code for epicseats.com shares the promo code with Take 12 because we don't want it to get confusing. So mention Take 12, our other podcast, when you're at epicseats.com because you get to Take 12 percent off when you spend $100, or you get $12 extra per ticket when you're selling at epicseats.com, courtesy of all of our podcasts here and this wonderful family that we're creating.
Yeah. Regardless of what you're listening to in this family, you take 12 back to your bank.
Yeah. You want to go to a Kraken game tonight, you want to buy tickets. Don't jump on to any other ticketing website. Jump on to epicseats.com, strike up a deal with James and everybody over there, mention Take 12, and you get 12% off when you're spending $100. So if you're going to the Kraken game with like four people total, you're going to be spending $100. You might as well mention Take 12. You get an extra $12 off. And of course, if you have Kraken tickets, you're looking to offload those, sell them on epicseats.com. Chris, we don't really know what's going on in Kraken land. Let's just be honest about it. Let's be upfront about it.
We don't.
But I want to ask you something that is going on in Kraken land that was happening before this, you know, week came up, and we didn't mention it on another show, so I need to bring it up now. People have been ranting about it in our releasetherants@gmail.com email inbox. Shane Wright, we know he's young.
Yes,
I think a lot of us are used to watching other sports, maybe, in which, you know, rookies can come in and make an impact right away, or a draft pick can come in and make an impact right away. Shane Wright, as we're recording this, has played in 7 games. He has 1 point. But he's a young guy. I mean, even Matty B didn't come into the league until, I mean, 3/4 of the way through. I mean, what, he'd only played the last 10, 12 games of last year or whatever, right? 20 games maybe?
Yeah.
So Shane, I mean, they're throwing him into the fire right away, and I think people are expecting a little too much. But nevertheless, people are talking about it up out there, and I want to know what Curmudgeon Chris thinks about Shane Wright and what they're doing with him so far. Oh, the right stuff, yeah. Good one, producer Kate.
The right stuff.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, initially, I was in the same group as everybody else.
Okay.
Of course, as Curmudgeon Chris might be, with like, if you're not going to play the frickin' guy, send him down, let him get on the ice, let him get some experience. And I was like, well, what are you doing? Like, why have him on the squad?
Right.
You know, he's played a little bit now, not as much as potentially I think would require some growth, right? You need to be out there.
That's a good point. Yeah. How is he supposed to
get better?
Well,
you got to get knocked around. To acclimate to the game and whatnot. Now, I'm not a coach. I'm not a development person. I'm not out there working with young kids playing hockey and stuff like that. Old cranky dude on a microphone. So maybe they're handling him exactly how they're supposed to handle him. But I will say, the fact that he was here, you know, living out of a hotel for the first little while, but is now, from what I understand, living with Donato.
Oh.
Out in Kirkland. He's moved in with Donato.
Oh, he's an Eastsider.
And his fiance.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
He's an Eastsider.
He's an Eastsider. Yeah. But I think that is the greatest thing that could happen here at this point, because as we know here at Release the Show, Donato, aka the historian.
Yeah, he knows what's
up. If you're going to learn from somebody, go learn from the historian.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what I'm saying. That's a good call, Chris. Really, I like that take, because like everybody we've ever had on this show has told us that the Kraken will start playing well when they gel and when they start to spend more time together and things like that. I mean, Shane Wright. Not that, look, I don't think anyone expected him to come in and score like, you know, 10 goals in his first 10 games or anything. I'm, you know,
yeah,
you knew it would be slower. I just think people have just got to pump the brakes. They've been watching maybe football, basketball, some other sports where like a high draft pick comes in right away, contributes, you know, a little bit more or whatever. I think we just got to give him time, just like the whole team, let him work himself in. But I think that, Chris, you do bring up a good point though, which is how's he supposed to do that if he's not playing? And I think, again, we don't really know. I think there was three games since our last recording. Maybe he lit the lamp in all three of them, but I would assume not, the way things have been trending. And I think if he's not going to play it up here with the big club, you know, he doesn't need to just be skating around at the Northgate Kraken Iceplex, you know, like, and then riding the bench. He needs to go down to Palm Springs or whatever, and you know, see if he can start putting him in down there, and then come back up.
He needs to find out if he's got the right stuff. Oh. We need to find out if he's got the right stuff. So let's all together join hands and find out if he's got the right stuff one way or another.
They have to play that when he scores, right?
God, I love that. I mean, again, we're all about ideas here. Mm-hmm. And as you say, Brett, they're going to miss an opportunity.
You know what
they're
else we're miss all an about opportunity here, Chris?
If they don't play that.
You know what we're all. You know what else we're all about?
Are you going to get me on a read here? Is that what you're doing? Is that you're setting me up to fail here?
We're all about gambling. We're all about betting on sports.
Yeah, you are.
We're all a bunch of gamblers around here. We love wagering. And you know where we do it? We do it at betonline.ag.
I'm letting you do it, too. I'm just a pushover.
Yeah, sure. You let me have that one, right. The app, everybody. You can download the app in any app store. You can check out the browser. It's betonline.ag. Use our promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, for a 50% welcome bonus, whether you're betting on the NHL, NBA, NFL, or using their 24/7 online casino that never closes. It's all good at betonline.ag, everybody. Use our promo code BELIEV.
That really pisses me off.
What, that I got the points?
No, I kind of expected that.
Oh.
But that you're talking about Bet Online. And I have no money to bet online. Oh. I can't even go use such a great service.
Okay.
Jimmy Betts.
It all makes sense.
If you're out there, do you loan people money? I mean, yeah, I guess I get that 50% back, but like, of what, $5? I guess it's lame.
Yeah, anyway, no, they probably
but everyone else should go use it.
They probably have a minimum, honestly.
If you were going to go bet right now, what are you betting on? Just right now, what are you betting on? Are you betting on the Kraken? You betting on basketball?
What are you betting on? Hockey, I always just go over-under. So whatever the total goals are supposed to be for the game, always bet the over. Because there's usually going to be that empty net goal at the end. So if you're betting hockey, always take the over. Always. No, for real. I mean, seriously, because think about it. They'll set the over-under at 6.5. So then it'll be like a 3-3, you know. Somebody's got to put one in to win. Or it's a 3-2, that's 5. Then somebody gets the empty net, that's only 6. I guess you'd need the under there. You know what? Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, I'm glad I asked, and I'm glad you told everyone so that then you could just say, strike all of this from the record. Don't listen to me. Bet how you want.
BetOnline.ag, everybody. Use the promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, for a 50% welcome bonus. Always do the over when you're doing hockey. And if you're doing Seahawk football, take the over if the offense is on the field with Geno. That's a hot tip for you guys out there. BetOnline.ag, everybody.
Just take the over all the time, regardless. Just take the over.
That's about it for us.
And I feel like someone's going to lose some money.
That's about it for us
here today.
Yeah. Unless you got something to complain about. You got any word from Curmudgeon Chris before we do get out of here? Huh? I said I'm traveling. I'm flying international. You got to be able to complain about the airlines somehow.
Well, I think that like having all of these new creative ways to like steal your money is just really, 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 really annoying.
With the airlines, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you used to just be like, you're buying a ticket here, Uh-huh. Or you're buying a ticket in first class. That's it.
Yeah.
And you can bring your bags on and you can check your bags and whatever. But now there's something for everything. And there's all these different tiers. And now you can be like general boarding, but you can be general boarding plus and general boarding plus plus and general boarding plus plus plus. And you can get like half of a bag on up in the, you know, overhead baggage storage, whatever. And then now it's like, oh, well, you can get on a little bit earlier if you pay this much more money, or you can have 3 inches more leg room if you pay this much more money. Like, I don't understand it. Like, yes. Okay. Gas prices are high, but you're doing fine, aren't you? Like, I'm sure your CEO is doing fine. You're not like about to go bankrupt. You have some money in the coffers. Why are you taking my money again? I don't understand it. And I mean, even though I don't have the money to give you.
Dude, and I'm on the plane for like 12 hours. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, like now some of them, I'm sure they're not even feeding you.
No.
Or they're like, you have to pay like $30 for peanuts on an international flight. Or pretzels, like maybe it's a mix. Yeah, they give you a trail mix. Can they at least make it Cajun? Can you give me Cajun, or is it just bland trail mix?
What's the longest flight you've ever been on?
Probably was to, because the only place I've ever been to internationally, you already know, I haven't been to Europe, was Argentina. And I think it was like 14 hours.
Yeah, that's a long
12
way.
Hours or something down to Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires.
Ooh, do a little tango down there?
See.
Oh. That's actually a place I really want to go. But then I, like, that was kind of one of my next spots. Then I looked up how long the flights were, and I was like, oh, geez, I didn't realize it was, that's a long way down there.
It's down there.
Yeah, man.
It's down there. And the funny thing is that I didn't really know all that much about Buenos Aires. Mm-hmm. I just thought Argentina is near Brazil, and I was going to go to this beach town.
No.
Argentina, Buenos Aires is not, what did I say, Buenos Aires? Yeah, I said that right. Is not like a beach town.
No.
Okay.
No.
So if you're going down there, it's more like a European town. It's cool. It's very fun. And the tango and the wine and
eat
the
a lot
steak.
Of meat.
And
it, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
some beef, some red
fun,
wine. But, tango.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the Kraken show, everybody. Release the rants. Yeah. The inbox is open. We'll see you over there. Enjoy the games. Goodbye.
Bring your passion. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.